South Dakota wheat farmers have a front row seat in international market development with the selection of one of their own to leadership status. Daryl Davis of Ipswich was recently selected as Vice President of U.S. Wheat Associates, the wheat export development organization working to sell U.S. wheat abroad. Davis explains that U.S. Wheat Associates maintains 15 market development offices across the globe, working to build and maintain markets for American-grown wheat.
The main mission of the organization is to get information out to the wheat customers and train wheat customers around the world on milling qualities of the U.S. wheat crop.
A key function of U.S. Wheat is to teach customers how to use our grain. Through baking schools, Davis cites how customers learn to blend wheat from the United States.
We bring the quality of wheat up from these other countries by using U.S. spring wheat, U.S. hard winter, soft red. They'll blend in so they get a consistent end product. And these schools teach these millers how to blend these different wheats to get the consistent end product that they're looking for.
U.S. Wheat Associates also hosts seminars and meets one-on-one with customers, promoting U.S. wheat and addressing any concerns. In addition, this U.S. organization brings trade teams to America to meet with American farmers and to better learn the U.S. marketing system. In fact, a trade team from Taiwan will travel to South Dakota next week, hosted by South Dakota farmers, U.S. Wheat Associates, and the South Dakota Wheat Commission. These buyers are expected to sign a letter of intent to purchase wheat from this region over the next 2 years. U.S. Wheat Associates is supported by wheat checkoff monies and funding from the U.S. Foreign Ag Service. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.